This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
You can do? Seriously? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. But I loved his analogy, a very interesting analogy. Here's how he started this particular article. Quote, recently I was hiking with my family in the mountains a couple of hours west of Denver. During the hike, we were crossing a stream, and in my attempt to help my daughter across, I slipped and came down hard on a pile of rocks. Upon inspection, it was only a surface level injury, something I could easily patch up with my first aid kit, which was in my car about 5 miles away. I was prepared in that I had thought to purchase a first aid kit and obviously bring it to the location, but failed to actually put the kit in my backpack. Preparation without full implementation isn't particularly useful. Now, isn't that true? Now, there's another story in the news that makes this point once again, to be prepared. I don't know if you heard this story in the news. Maybe you guys heard about these two women and a dog. They're on a boat. They had a struck with some typhoon. I don't know. I just heard about the story in the news. Some typhoon strikes and their engines die and they are stranded out to sea. It's almost like a movie. I'll bet it will be a movie. For 5 months. And they were just found and they look healthy as can be. They look great. Now, the first question I had was, you can't drink salt water and you need water to live and you're going to die whether you have water or not over 5 months. They had provisions, dried food, and they had a water purifier. So in one instance, had they not had the food and the water purifier, maybe they could have caught fish and eaten them raw or whatever. But the water, that purifier saved their lives. They were prepared. Okay, so what's the point? The point is when we are complacent in our financial planning, when we are complacent in our retirement planning, we may talk a lot about having provisions such as providing for long-term health care, a real problem. And I'm not just talking about paying for health care costs post-retirement. I'm talking about paying for facilities, home care, and so forth. We beat it to death on this program. I don't know, to be honest with you, because I read all the emails and there's still a lot of people procrastinating that decision. They talk about it like putting the first aid kit in their backpack, but they don't bring it on the backpacking excursion with them. That's dumb. It's dumb to talk about it, get all these proposals, talk to 15, 20 different people, and do nothing. Procrastination. It is a serious problem in retirement planning. Now, 8 years have passed since the stock market bottomed out. And of course, all of these people are now coming out of the woodwork because here's what they've said. U.S. equities have annualized between 16.6% for large companies and 18.6% for mid-sized companies over the last 8 years. We're well overdue for a crash or a correction. Well, that may be true, but by the same token, I look at this and I say, well, yeah, but if you get out of the market, remember what it takes to recover from a big decline. And when you get out, you've got to also know when to get back in. And if you look at every market crash in history, usually within the next several months, you see a massive amount of recovery. That even if you miss getting in by a few months, and you will, I can assure you, you will, because it's extremely volatile. You may see the markets go up 10, 20, 30% in a couple of months, and they drop 15%. You say, I'm just going to wait this out until things stabilize. By the time they stabilize, you've already cashed in your losses. You ain't getting that money back. But I mentioned that it takes about 150, 160% recovery from a 60% decline. And it takes, obviously, 100% recovery for a 50% decline. And it takes a 33% recovery for a 25% decline just to get back to even. So many times we talk about the best way to win in investing is to keep from losing. And the best way to do that is to have a diversified equity portfolio that you can just simply leave alone. Now, if I'm talking to younger people, millennials and so forth, and we're discussing your retirement funds, not your emergency funds, those are two entirely different accounts, and never the twain shall meet. You don't use your emergency money to invest in the stock market, and you don't use your stock market money to cover emergencies. Now, I know someone may say, well, I can always margin my stock account. If you're filthy rich, that might work. But for most average people, nah, because if you need too much of that emergency money at a time when the market crashes, you're in deep soup here. So you cannot be complacent when it comes to managing your money. What to do about all this? Stick around. That's why I'm here. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Back in a flash. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to talk. Emails at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Get incredible deals like an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. A complete 4-channel PA system for just $149. Or an Evans bass drum head, now just $30. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of The List with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Greece's
cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, we're talking about savers and non-savers here, and Schwab did a recent study, and what we've learned from this study is more than twice as many non-savers as savers say keeping up with monthly expenses is a significant source of stress. Duh. And a full 45% of non-savers say they either have no money left over or are actually behind on bills at the end of each month, compared with 23% of the 401k savers who say the same. Well, again, the question isn't that, because there are people that just don't simply make enough money to pay all their bills, and you could blame them for being overspenders and so forth. But my suspicion is a lot of them just aren't making enough money to just take care of their general sustenance, for crying out loud, and especially in the middle class and so forth. We've read all the stories about how the middle class has been left all by their lonesome over the last, you know, two or three decades. But I say work. Find another job. Do something else. Improve your skills. Improve your talents while you're younger so that you don't have to force yourself into it. It's one thing if a young family is, you know, is struggling financially. But what about a retiree struggling financially because they didn't save while they were younger? There are sacrifices that must be made, and until such time, if you want to go out and protest because you want to raise the minimum wage or whatever, I got news for you. That's probably not going to help you, the young family. It might help a teenager, but most people that are working aren't earning the minimum wage. It's as simple as that. But, you know, we can get into that debate some other time. Let's just talk about work and the fact that if you work hard, even if you have to work in a couple of jobs while you're younger, you may not be forced into working longer. But there's an upside to working longer. Joining me on the program, Lynn Rowe, a guest host on this show quite frequently lately because she's so smart. Awesome. Certified financial planner. How are you doing today, Lynn?
I'm doing well, Ray. You know, you bring up a good point. I have known countless people over the years who have absolutely worked two and sometimes three jobs, and actually they did fine. It helped them pay the bills. It helped them feel like that they were on top of things a little bit better, and they enjoyed it.
You don't have time to be negative.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out there working your butt off.
You don't have time.
Woe is me and all that stuff.
Well, I guarantee those people are not doing demonstrations. Yeah. Who's got time to do that and work?
The ones that are getting paid, but
Thank
that's
you.
A different story.
It is.
The American College wrote this. More Americans are saying no to retirement and working into their 60s and beyond. It's the new old age. And they quote a 2016 New York Times article that reports nearly a third of adults aged 65 to 69 years old remain in the workforce, and a fifth of 70 to 74-year-olds are still working. About two-thirds of these individuals have full-time jobs, according to the BLS, working at least 35 hours a week.
Yep.
Well, I'd have to say I'm in that camp, even though I'm working part-time. You know, for me, part-time is 12 hours,
yeah,
half-time.
You used to work half-days, 12
yeah,
hours
exactly.
a day.
Exactly.
But the thing is, it gives people purpose. It gives them focus. It gives them a reason to get up in the morning. They don't notice some of the aches and pains that people do who are like you know, going to turn on the TV as soon as they have breakfast. So, you know, people actually have a better quality of life, Ray.
Well, not only that, working longer increases the likelihood of a financial stable retirement. This is from the American College. Working longer helps you compensate for shortfalls. And in an article in Investment News, Jamie Hopkins and David Littell, faculty members of the American College, talked about how preparedness for retirement increases from 49% with a retirement age of 65 years old to 85% with a retirement age of 70. We've discussed this postponing Social Security thing and working on into retirement. You got more years to compound your savings. But I also found something else that was quite compelling, and I've looked up a couple of these studies that basically say people that stay in the workforce are generally healthier and happier than those who are fully retired.
Didn't I just say that?
Yes, you did indeed. The death rate from all causes for people working past the age of 65 was 11% lower than for those that did not work.
Well, again, you feel like you've got a purpose in life. You're doing something. You're contributing. You're spending time with other people. You're probably socializing more than you would if you were just at home by yourself, retired. And frankly, the socialization is more with maybe younger folks, and so you kind of feel and think a little bit younger because you're out there in the public.
I, you know, every time I look in the mirror, I can tell that I'm getting older, but I just don't feel it. I mean, I really don't feel as old as I am. And I think back of my mom and dad when they were my age. They were like way old. I mean, way old. I remember taking them to Europe when I think my dad was 62 and my mom was like 59.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were slow and all that stuff. I'm going, geez, these are old people. And I'm wondering if my kids are saying that about me.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that.
it does bring up the whole case, though, of health care. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, and you discuss this all the time quite eloquently, the fact that so much of your money is allocated in retirement toward paying for health care expenses. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even include the whole issue of long-term care. I forget what the number is, but it's like 250 grand or something, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that we were talking about this study in the break, that retirees should expect to spend at least 11% of their budget over and above their Medicare insurance premiums for health care. Additional health care.
Now, those are retirees that
retirees, yeah. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, the basics, but medications are, you know, right up there, and your deductible on those things can be phenomenal. Plus, Ray, people forget there are medications that retirees take that aren't covered, or you can't get the generic. I mean, the eye drops alone are just a staggering price. So you start to add those bills up and they get pretty pricey. That's where maybe working part-time can help offset it. But you're bringing up a good point. Beyond that, at the point at which somebody needs the care, now you're talking about significant dollars that can eat up 60, 70, 80% of a budget alone. And if you've got a couple, what is the spouse at home going to do?
What I love about health savings accounts, and we've discussed these many times on this program, health savings accounts really can be the answer.
Yeah.
And as we've talked, they're quadruple benefits for you. You get the, if you're working at a company that offers a health savings account, you get to put that money in pre-FICA. That saves you 7.65% right off the top. And, of course, it goes in pre-tax. That saves you whatever your tax bracket is, another 25%. Then it grows tax-free. That saves you another 25% on the earnings. And then when the money comes out to pay for these health care expenses that Lynn says you're going to be spending 11% of your budget on, that money comes out tax-free. Let me see. Four tax benefits, better than a Roth, better than a 401k plan, better than anything. Yet for some reason, at least under the last administration, these were kind of poo-pooed. I think they can be one of the great answers, health savings accounts. We'll come back with guest host Lynn Rowe, see what she's got on her little brain, or big brain. Little body, big brain. When we come back on the Ray Lucia Show, stick around.
The pen is mightier than the pen. the sword, but no match for a gun when there's a riot going on.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Percent of savers and 77% of non-savers would welcome a financial wellness program from their employer, which of course could provide education and different tools and resources to help with their overall financial health. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? However, when asked, these are the employees, when asked if they think their current financial situation warrants professional financial advice, 40% of savers and 44% of non-savers say no. This is an amazing disconnect. I want this help, but then I don't want to talk to a professional about the help that you're offering to me.
You're an idiot.
Lynn Rowe joining me on the program.
Who puts together the information in this help if it isn't professionals anyway?
I don't know. I guess people with the internet and so forth figure they can go online and get anything and everything they want. Just like when I was cooking ribs yesterday.
Yeah.
I cooked some pretty good ribs. I went online, figured out how to do it. It was great. But let me tell you something. If you mess up ribs, it costs you $14 at the grocery store.
Yeah.
If you mess up your retirement plan, it costs you virtually everything. Including the possibility of you losing your health because, as I said, studies have shown, I think it goes all the way back to a 2009 study now, that has shown that your health improves with your financial wellness. It's as simple as that.
That's true.
So that brings me to the point. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net, Lynn, we call her. That's her website, by the way. I want my LTC.net. She has sage advice for all. But that brings me to this whole business of, are you planning your retirement around a probability-based system or a safety-first system? I think you know where I'm going with that,
course.
Because you and I grew up in the safety-first world, but most people are not.
Yeah, well, I mean, probability gets back to the idea that you're gambling. And safety comes from this, you know, the concept of build a foundation of safety in your portfolio and build on top of that safety foundation. And that safety foundation is setting aside money in safe accounts where you know that you know that you know they're going to be safe. You're going to get an income from it. You know what the income's going to be. It's not going to be one of these things where you're kind of flipping the coin and hoping it works out. And making sure that you got your health care taken care of. You've got the Medicare supplement, A and B. You've got on your Medicare. You've also got long-term care planning in place, linked benefit, traditional, something in place that's going to pay a big bite of that bill. And then at that point, you can kind of breathe a little bit easier and say, okay, now I can start to look at different types of options for growth and i.e. risk growth in my portfolio.
Dr. Pfau, as you know, I quote him often on this program, writes about this probability-based safety first, but he actually quotes from another person that's been on this show before, Dr. Moshe Milevsky.
Oh, Moshe Milevsky, yes.
And he actually did a study way back, that's probably 4 or 5 years old now at least, on product allocation. And what Pfau talks about is you don't have to be one or the other. You don't have to be a safety firster and cover everything with insurance products. You don't have to be a probability based, which basically says I'm relying on the stock market because in the past the stock market has always worked out. But it depends, and maybe next hour we'll get into the sequence risk, but the stock market works out on a computer Excel spreadsheet really, really well. But in real life, it doesn't work out depending on when you were born.
because that sequence of when you get the returns, if you get great returns, you know, when you're 25 and 30 and you've got $14 in the bank, it doesn't matter. And if you get crappy returns when you have $500,000 in the bank the last 5 years of your retirement, then you've got huge problems. Just think about it. In 2008, 2009, the market suffered a 50, 60% decline. What if you were on, what if you had just retired?
Yeah.
And you lost 50%? You're not retired today. You're back at work.
Exactly. And people have a tendency to rush to one end of the pendulum or the other end of the pendulum. And I've seen it over and over again. They're ultra safe, where they've got everything stuck in CDs, in the bank, in bonds, that's it, I'm fine. All the way to, it's pretty much 80, 90, maybe even 100% in the market. And, you know, they're comfortable with that idea. The problem is, like Ray says, that you need to have a combination of the two, which is why I talked about the foundation of safety, and build on that with your probability portfolio, because your probability portfolio really is in part what's going to help you with inflation and maybe some black swans along the way, because you do gain harvesting instead of loss harvesting.
Yeah, it is an interesting part of financial planning, which you happen to be a CFP. I am no longer. I gave up all my marks years ago when I semi-retired from the biz because I didn't want to pay them anymore.
Plus, it's okay, you know more than half.
I have bones to pick with them. I have bones to pick with everybody, but yeah, that's a different story. But when you talk about this whole safety first approach, what comes to mind is advice that you've doled out, and other people like Pastoul and others that are on this program have talked about, that if you start saving early in an insurance contract, regardless of what kind it is,
right,
some way to build up an emergency fund of cash, like a linked benefits plan, which, as you have explained, the risk in doing that is minimal, if at all, because
it's
you get
very minimal,
all of your money back within a couple of years, at the very, very least. But if you build up this base, then that base of money can be used for emergencies, it can be used for opportunities, but more importantly, it can be used to cover some of these expenses by leveraging what monies you've saved into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times that amount,
right,
for some kind of care down the road, which we know 70% of us are going to need.
Well, you know the expression we've used on the air many times, Ray, is you take it from your right pocket and you put it in your left pocket, so that you're still actually, you're in control of an asset. That asset is then leveraged up by the insurance company to pay for care should you need it, like Ray said, 3 or 4 times what you put in. Pretty good. And if you don't ever need the care, which a lot of people hope, hey, I hope I don't, and if that's the case, then the money that you put in there leverages up to your family and comes back to them tax-free.
And there's always a return. It's, you know, it depends on when you die. If you die late, the return isn't quite as good. If you die early, the return's pretty phenomenal. I prefer low return, living longer.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, you're not concerned about returns. You're concerned about having a healthy, long life.
But I think in almost all cases, the returns are better than you can get in a bank or a muni bond or something like that. And it is substantial. And you get all these other bennies that roll along with it. So my point to all of these non-savers is you can be a saver. Get a job. Get a second one if you need to. Work your butt off while you're younger. Fund one of these kinds of plans. There's 26,000 different ways to do it, and that's why you need to have someone like Lynn decipher what might be best for you. And put the money away and then forget about it until you need it.
Yeah.
And when you need it, whether it's for an emergency, you have access to it. You can borrow from that account, or you can withdraw from that account. The difference, Lynn can explain to you which way and when it's best to either borrow or withdraw. But when you think about having an emergency fund that also doubles as a savings account, that also doubles as an investment account, that also doubles as a health care plan, that also doubles as a life insurance. I mean, there's so many uses for this. And what is your cost? The cost is the difference between what you're getting in your emergency fund right now and what you might be getting in this other plan. And it is negligible, if at all, because the insurance company goes out and earns more interest than you can earn.
I'm not going to compare this to a bank, but I sort of am. Okay, let's say you told your bank, look, I'm gonna put $100,000 on deposit with you guys, and if I need care, instead of giving me back my $100,000, I want you to give me $300,000 or $400,000 to pay for my care. And oh, by the way, if I die, I want you to give my family, say, $150,000, $160,000, maybe $200,000. What do you think the bank would say?
I think they'd say, go see an insurance company.
Thank you.
Ah, you pulled the old bank story out here.
Well, you know,
that one goes back about 30, 40
FDIC
years. Come on. Let
that,
me back the hearse up to the door, too.
No, I'm just giving a good example.
It is a good example.
The concept is just so clear. Got to remember, it's not FDIC.
It is. It's not FDIC insured, but there's state guarantee funds and all that stuff. So it's a very, very, very safe place to stash your cash. You want to learn more about stashing cash? Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net, 877-270-3127. Thank you so much there, Lynn.
Thanks, Ray.
I want my LTC.net. That's amore. All right, Lynn Rowe.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Again, a special thank you to Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner. I want my LTC.net. Sage Advice from Lynn. That should be the her new website, Sage Advice from Lynn. Forget this I want my LTC.net stuff. Now you may as well write them both down. We've got some emails. In fact, I just got one. Remember, I tell you, if you email me during the show, I get to it first. So for the TV viewers, I can't get it up on the screen fast enough. But hit it, fellas. We'll get to Josh. Josh asked, I heard you talking about taking a big tax-free lump sum from an HSA. That's a health savings account. How can you get that money out tax-free? And at what age can you take the money out? Well, Josh, you can take the money out at any age as long as it's for health care expenses. When I talked the other day about taking a big lump sum, what I was discussing is some techniques that you can use to turn this into one of the best, if not the best, retirement plans you could ever imagine, because of the quadruple tax benefits associated with a health savings account. Now, most of us don't get a deduction for health care expenses because they have to exceed 10% of our adjusted gross income. Therefore, we're paying post-tax dollars for those expenses. When you go to the drugstore and you buy, you know, whatever, from Band-Aids to prescription drugs or whatever, and you have to look up what are qualified expenses. But those expenses would only be deductible to the extent that they exceed your income by 10%. So the first 10% is not deductible at all. But you're paying those out of pocket if you keep the receipts. Just get a nice big shoebox, Josh. And every one of those receipts, every time you go to the drugstore and you buy something with post-tax dollars that you cannot deduct because your income's too high or whatever, you've got this exclusion, put that receipt in there. And over the years, you can build up that amount of money. And then once you're age 65, you can take money out for any reason. If it comes out for retirement and not to reimburse you for those health expenses, you will pay, you're going to have to pay income tax on that. If you take it out before 65 for retirement, you'll pay a 20% penalty on that. But if you take it out for health care expenses, you can take all those receipts. Maybe you got 50 grand worth of receipts over the last 20 years. You reimburse yourself for that $50,000, and all of that money is tax-free. So that is a huge, you got a deduction going in because it went into the health savings account, and the money came out to you totally tax-free. It's like having a tax-deductible Roth IRA. There ain't nothing better, Josh. Nothing is better than a health savings account when you're taking the money out for health care And as Lynn Rowe will tell you, if you have to take that money out to pay for long-term care policies, now you've got monies that basically are totally pre-tax paying for long-term care. So there's lots of different ways to use that money in retirement to get it out tax-free. And since most of us, she just said, you're going to spend 11% of your income beyond everything else on health care expenses. That money is typically not deductible, but for you, it will be deductible because you will have pre-funded it in an HSA. Nothing better. Absolutely nothing better. Okay. Albert is next up, and we do have Albert on the screen. I just inherited a stock portfolio. Since I can sell with no taxes, should I put some of it in a Roth or HSA? Okay, well, when you inherit stock, the reason he says he can sell tax-free is because there's a stepped-up basis, assuming it's not IRA money, retirement funds. If it's post-tax brokerage-type accounts, there's a step-up in basis. So there is no capital gains tax upon sale. And whether you should put it in a Roth or an HSA, my instinct says yes, but you need to sit back now. You've got this infusion. You need to look at your whole portfolio. And yes, rebalancing here is in order. You just inherited a stock portfolio. So maybe you have a bunch of stock in your existing portfolio. Well, you may now be way overweight in stock for the overall allocation that you feel most comfortable with. So yes, it's time to first figure out your asset allocation, and then second, figure out how much of that money that you can get your hands on tax-free might be allocated to a Roth or an HSA. It might be better for you, if you're in a high tax bracket, to go ahead and fund maybe the HSA to the max, but then also fund the pre-tax contribution to a 401k instead of a Roth. This is where having a really good financial advisor that understands tax planning can be of help. They must also understand the whole asset allocation thing. I've seen this happen before. People inherit mom and dad's stock portfolio and they're tied to it. Oh, but my mom and dad, they loved Xerox. You know, they loved a lot of these companies that, you know, eventually go down the tubes. Remember, there's only a handful of companies in the Standard & Poor's 500 right now that were here 50, 60, 70 years ago. So you've got to be very, very, very diligent in this arena. You must be very, very diligent. If you inherit some money, it's time to go back to the drawing board, figure out your asset allocation, and so forth. Let me see if I can get a quick one in. George, I'm in a 401k at work. I have an opportunity to buy part of the business. Will this affect my 401k? No, unless you're going to use the 401k to buy the stock, which is a very risky proposition. The answer is no. It should have no impact on your 401k unless you are a highly compensated individual, and highly compensated individuals can't put in max if the average deferral of the employees aren't giving you the ability to max out. So, but that's true whether you own stock in the company or not. It might have an impact on whether or not you have to take a required minimum distribution. If you buy more than 5% of the company, then the answer is you'll still have to take a required minimum distribution. If you just buy 2 or 3% of the company, then you may not have to do that. All right, I am out of time. Thank you, Albert. Let's see, I took care of Albert, and I took care of George, and I took care of Josh. I still have Candy, Turk, and Susan coming up for next hour of Money Power. Stick around if you can. If not, go online. Check us out online at RayLucia.com. You can always get the old podcast at RayLucia.com. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
Biz Talk Radio. A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you. for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.